good morning first to Khalsa Aid International for reaching out to the distressed Kashmiri students in Dehradun and offering them transportation, food and accommodation. As more colleges ask their Kashmiri students to temporarily leave the city, according to Indian Express, one institute went so far as to suspend its dean because the mob demanded it. While other organizations, and you all know which ones, are busy making life worse for its own citizens, some stand tall, and thank you for that. While we are on some six standing tall, it was also Navjot Singh Sidhu who was standing tall, taking the Akalis and the Bhagwa parade head on. Having been cornered and left lonely in silence for saying that you can't blame an entire nation for an attack and thereby being dubbed as anti-national, yesterday Sidhu lashed out at the critics for branding him anti-national over his stand on Pulwama attack and re-jogged people's memory back to 1999, asking, "Those who are branding me as anti-national should tell the people as to who had handed him," that is Masood Azhar, the JEM chief behind the blast in Pulwama, "over to Pakistan, what they," which is BJP, "had been doing all these years to get at him," he asked. Well, very pertinent questions there. It is 19th February 2019 and the Prime Minister is waiting to receive MBS, that is Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who started the Yemen war and does not know how to end it, arrested his brothers to cement power, claims he's on a modernizing spree but has women activists arrested, and oh, unless you forget, he's also isolated in the West, barring Trump, of course, because he's also allegedly involved with the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Anyway, after that dole out at Pakistan, it's okay for India to have him over till the time he doesn't fly straight from Islamabad. So the fuel guzzlers went back to Riyadh and are now heading to India. So, all is well. While we will have to wait for Modi to hug MBS and hear what the statement that MBS has to make on terror attack, our own Lady MB, that is Mamata Banerjee, has already had enough. And in her usual style, which is brazen to the core, she called out Modi and Shah for politicking the Pulwama attack. In the first discordant note stuck by a senior opposition leader since the incident, the Trinamool Congress chief said her party remained silent since the incident, but "we will not take lessons in patriotism from anyone." Quote, "Starting from Pathankot airbase attack in 2016 to this one, what have you, that is the NDA government, done in 5 years? Is it only when elections are knocking on the door that you're thinking of getting the country involved in another war? To play a shadow war and with the lives of people?" she asked. She kind of carried on and said that "we, the opposition, together decided not to criticize the government on terrorism. There are questions, but we did not raise them now to stay united. But now we find that while we are keeping quiet, Modi ji and Amit Shah are delivering speeches daily and pretending to be the only patriots in the country." She said, adding that there were lapses which the administration must answer for. The West Bengal chief minister also alleged that the ruling BJP, its ideological mentor, the RSS, and Sangh offshoot Vishwa Hindu Parishad, which is the BHP, were trying to foment communal trouble by taking advantage of the situation. "Terrorists are terrorists. They don't belong to any religion. Terrorists should be pushed, punished. But why are you trying to divide society?" Banerjee asked. Well, in other news, you may have already read about the Reserve Bank of India announcing an interim dividend for Rs 28,000 crore for the year ending March 2019 in a move that will provide a reprieve for the Modi government on the fiscal front. But what you may not have read or heard about is the Chief Information Commission pulling up the RBI for perfunctory handling of a right to information application seeking records of its board meetings where the issue of demonetization was deliberated, and issued a show cause notice to its central public information officer. Activist Venkatesh Nayak had sought records of all meetings of the RBI Central Board of Directors along with the papers, presentations or other documents placed before it, which led to the decision of demonetization announced by Modi on 8th of November 2016. While not getting any information from the RBI, which cited an exemption clause to deny the records, Nayak approached the commission, the highest adjudicating body in matters pertaining to the RTI Act. The petitioner told Information Commissioner Suresh Chandra that the information is not exempted under Section 81A of the RTI Act, and he has to submit his written submissions and arguments before the next date of hearing. And with now money in the bag, what will the government do with the funds? Farmers or elections? Maybe both. While we are on farmers, less than a year after the Kisan Long March from Nashik to Mumbai, farmers, tribals and landless labourers will once again be protesting on the same route. Organised by the CPIM-affiliated AIKS, which is All India Kisan Sabha, the protest march will begin in Nashik on the 20th Feb and conclude in Mumbai on 27th Feb. According to the AIKS, the number of protesters at 80,000 is likely to be twice as much as last year. The AIKS has alleged that the promises made by Devendra Fadnavis-led Maharashtra government after last year's protests have not been fulfilled. And before we head to the international news, this is one number you should know. Persons in distress across 16 states and union territories, apart from the city of Mumbai, can now call a single emergency response number, which is 112. 112 to get assistance from the police, fire and rescue, health and other emergency services. Home Minister Rajnath Singh will launch the Emergency Response Support System, which is called ERSS, and other initiatives for women's safety on Tuesday. All states and UTs have to set up a dedicated emergency response center. For women and children, 112 India app provides a special shout feature which alerts volunteers in the vicinity of victim for immediate assistance. I'm not sure if there is a way for a person being lynched or beaten by the right-wing goons. Will they get the support through it though? And with that, we head to international news, where days after Trump invoked emergency powers to secure funding for the wall, a coalition of 16 US states led by California is suing President Donald Trump's administration over his decision to declare an emergency to raise funds for a Mexican border wall. Democrats have vowed to contest it using every remedy available. In other news, two former Air Force pilots have gone on trial in France almost 6 years after 26 suitcases stashed with cocaine were found on board their plane in the Dominican Republic. The two Frenchmen were arrested and sentenced in the Caribbean nation but fled to the French Antilles while on bail. The case, quickly dubbed Air Cocaine, first hit the headlines in March 2013 when Dominican police opened the suitcases on board a Falcon jet to find them stuffed with 680 kgs of cocaine. And before you go, well, in some hope for humanity, New York City will ban discrimination based on hairstyles, a rule meant to stop policies that penalize black people. The New York City Commission on Human Rights issued a new regulations on Monday, believed to be the first in the US. They give African American New Yorkers the legal right to wear their hair in afros, cornrows, locks, twists, braids, bantu knots, and other styles. So you go fantasize how your next haircut will be. If you're heading to work, well, it's not going to be anything jazzy. Sadly, until the hair revolution comes calling, I too shall give you the company with boring hairstyles, unless, of course, you're bald. Have a wonderful day ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.in.